kind of the mindset of people at BuzzFeed is sort of, well, we get to put you in the bigot ghetto, and you have to stay there. We put you, if you're a Christian and you're going to oppose same-sex marriage, we're going to put you in Bigotville, and you have to stay there. And if we catch you outside in likable land, then we're going to be very angry about this and punish you for kind of coming into our territory. And that certainly, I think, is probably the mindset of a lot of people here, is that if you're a public figure, then the tax for getting out of Bigotville is that you have to disavow, you know, any religious objections to same-sex marriage or things of that nature. But I think probably what people are coming to discover is it doesn't take long. All you really need is you just need a couple people to not back down with this stuff and to realize that that as angry as people may be at you, it just takes a couple of days, and then the mob will move on to someone else, you know, so they can be mad at you for supporting what the Bible teaches about marriage, and then, you know, somebody will shoot a gorilla, and they'll all forget about it a couple of days later.